Governor Mike Braun signed two executive orders Tuesday to align Indiana with federal moves to ban transgender women and girls from playing sports. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports advocates say the orders are products of a nationwide campaign of misinformation and paranoia targeting transgender people.
Braun says the orders are meant to enforce the biological binary of gender in collegiate sports and Indiana's executive branch. The second order, which he calls a declaration of the state's position, creates definitions and bans gender-neutral language to acknowledge transgender and non-binary Hoosiers.
What derives from it or what else might be impacted by it, that remains to be seen.
Zoe O'Halen-Byrne is the director of engagement for IYG. She says even if the order changes nothing, it vilifies transgender Hoosiers.
In general, this rhetoric as a whole is just telling trans people you're not welcome here, you don't belong here. And that's devastating.
O'Halen-Byrne says the rhetoric and misinformation are dangerous, and her organization worries that political discourse will translate into tragedy. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.